demography, and environment. As I've noted, the Bush administration has sharply reduced funding for population programs. The results run directly counter to U.S. security interests. The demographic bulge of young men in high-fertility countries feeds directly into the heightened threats of violence in those societies. We ignore uncontrolled fertility at our long-term peril, especially as these countries approach ecological crises and the shrinkage of farms to minuscule plots that can no longer support livelihoods. The neglect or disdain for environmental threats has been even more dangerous. The climate is already changing in all parts of the planet and is leading to an increased frequency of droughts and floods throughout the world. Yet to date, the United States is hardly engaged in support either of mitigation or adaptation. A coherent development and security strategy will integrate ecology, climate, agronomy, demography, and public health into an integrated policy framework. Nuclear nonproliferation. The gravest terrorist threat is weapons of mass destruction, especially errant nukes. Nuclear technology today is such that the construction of a bomb requires massive state support, at least for all the fissile materials. Our attention needs to remain, therefore, on government commitments to a global regime of nonproliferation, and on the protection against transfers of nuclear weapons from state to private or rogue hands. This is partly a matter of intensive policing to prevent fissile materials from leaving military compounds, and it is partly a matter of diplomatic efforts to keep countries within a nonproliferation regime. American militarism has proved to be a reckless foundation for such efforts. Rather than persuade rogue nations to desist from weapons creation, the threats against these countries and unwillingness to engage in negotiations accelerated such efforts. It was only when negotiations with North Korea were resumed in 2006 that real progress was made. When countries have come in from the cold, as South Africa and Brazil did in the 1990s, and Libya more recently, it has inevitably been through diplomacy and positive incentives, mainly the ability of countries to win broad diplomatic approbation and trade, investment, and development assistance from the United States. The nonproliferation regime is splintering under multiple fictions. The United States tolerates Israeli nuclear weapons and provocative threats that they will be used, while demanding that other countries in the Middle East reject such weapons. Similarly, the United States undermines the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, which calls on the nuclear powers to dismantle their own weapons stocks. Instead, it continues to construct new weapons systems in violation of the commitments to nuclear disarmament. Middle East. The Middle East has experienced a century of Western imperial meddling. Britain and the United States toppled governments, Iran in 1953, Iraq in 1968, supported wars, Iran-Iraq in 1980 to 1987, tolerated tyrants when convenient, Saddam Hussein in the 1970s and 1980s, and toppled them when inconvenient, Saddam Hussein in 2003. The United States supported Osama bin Laden and his Mujahideen in the Afghan Civil War against the Soviet Union, only to help create Al-Qaeda. The United States and Europe have routinely peddled massive weapon systems, sometimes with bribery, which have frequently ended up in the hands of adversaries after the fall of a regime, Iran after 1979. The United States has stood by as Israel undertook an enormous and costly error, the post-1967 expansion of settlements into the West Bank and Gaza, despite UN resolutions and the evidence that the settlements constitute a clear obstacle to peace. Through all of this, the West has talked about freedom, good governance, and democracy. A viable Middle East strategy would start again from basic principles. It would include a settlement of the Israel-Palestine conflict along the 1967 boundaries, with both states having a capital in Jerusalem. It would call for a nuclear-free Middle East, with Israel and the Arab states credibly abjuring nuclear weapons. It would focus attention on urgent development needs throughout the region, especially the challenges of job creation for a bulging youth population and massive environmental threats, particularly the shortages of water for households, industry, and agriculture.